Today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun Vav, the last daf in Maseches Sukkah. We are holding up the Mishnah on daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, the second Mishnah on the page, toward the bottom of the page, on Nun Hey Amud Beis. So first, the Mishnah is going to discuss how they divide up the Karbanos on the Yom Tovim, which Karbanos are divided up evenly amongst all the Mishmaros, and which ones are given specifically to the Mishmar whose turn it is around that Yom Tov. Then the Gemara is going to go through how we learn these halachos from Psukim. On Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas Amoraim. When a person goes to sit in Sukkah, and you have to say a bracha of Shachianu and a bracha of Leishev Sukkah, which bracha comes first? We're going to connect that to a machlokas that comes up in several places in Shas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about which bracha in Kiddush comes first, the bracha of Kiddush or the bracha of Baruch Pri HaGafen. We're going to show that they're not really connected. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Aleph is going to talk about dividing up the Lechem HaPanim on Shabbos, specifically when the Shabbos is very close to Yontif, whether the normal division of Lechem HaPanim happens, or maybe the division gets changed a little bit when Shabbos is very close to Yontif. And the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, typically when we divide the Lechem HaPanim, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mishmar and Nichnas gets two extra loaves of bread. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the Shita of Rav Yehuda, the Amora, who holds that two Mishmaros also split the Musaf of Shabbos. They not only split the Lechem HaPanim, they also split the Musaf of Shabbos, and we're going to reject his opinion. And then the Masechta concludes with two reasons why the Mishmar of Bilga was punished in three ways. The Mishnah identifies three ways that they were punished, and the Gemara is going to give two reasons for that punishment. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Nun Hey Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, "B'shlosha prakim b'shana hayukol Mishmar Shavos be'imurei regalim u'b'chiluk lechem apanim." That during the shalosh regalim, all of the Mishmaros, all 24 Mishmaros, got an equal portion of the emurei haregalim. Emurei haregalim over here means, Rashi points out, the oros of the olos, the skins of the korbanos ola, the chaz v'shok of the shalnei chagiga that come because of regal. So these are karbanos that are brought specifically for Yantif. So Yantif-related karbanos, the portions of Yantif-related karbanos that go to Kohanim, go evenly to all of the Kohanim. Batzeres amrlo, helech matzah, helech hametz. And when it comes to the Yantif of Shavuos, where they divide not only lechem apanim, which is if assuming that it happens to be Shabbos, but they also have shtei alechem is chametz, lechem apanim is matzah. Lechem apanim has to be matzah, not only because that's the halacha that has to be matzah, but it also because lechem apanim is on the shulchan constantly all year round, including Pesach. Obviously, they couldn't keep chametz around on Pesach. Lechem apanim was matzah. It was a tefach high matzah. It was very thick matzah. Gemara says we're not supposed to make such thick matzahs. Our matzah should be less than a tefach thick, less than about 3.5 inches high, but they can be thicker than we make them. They just can't be a tefach high. But anyway, so they would divide up on Shavuos the lechem apanim and the shtei alechem together. So when they would give when they would distribute it, they would say helech chametz, helech matzah. They would give both of them out at the same time. As Rashi points out, Omelo lekolechem kishnosn lechelko helech matzah kishnosn b'shtei alechem omelo helech chametz l'fi she'ein cholkin carbon keneged carbon. The point of the mission over here is that we don't say, "Oh, you got shtei alechem, so you're not going to get any lechem upon him." We're not cholek carbon keneged carbon. You get both carbonos, both the shtei alechem and the lechem upon him, were divided evenly amongst the mishmaros of kahuna. Mishmar shezmano kavua. However, when you have a mishmar whose turn it was during that yontif, so who makrav tamidim unadarim unadavos v'shar karbanos sibar umakrav esakol? They get to bring the tamidim, the nadarim, and the nadavos that are brought that week. Meaning the karbanos have nothing to do with yontif and any other karban sibar, and they get to be makrav everything. So they get a chelek in any karban that's not yomtov related, and they get to be makrav everything. So essentially, what emerges from the Mishnah is that there are certain things that are clearly divided evenly amongst all the Mishmaros. The Lechem Apanim, the Shtei Alechem, the Emuri Regalim, which includes the Oros, the Olos Ria, the Musfei Tzibur, the Achilas Chaz V'Shoka, the Shalmei Chagiga, the Achilas Si'irei Chatas. And then there are things that are Mufurash that are not divided equally and is specifically designated for the Mishmar that's Kavua. The Tmidim, the Darmon Davos, Other karbanos tzibur, including what the Gemara will say, includes par halam davar, the siri avod zarah, kate samizbeach. The Gemara is going to say the arranging and the removing of the haktaras bezichah lechem apanim, the burning of the bezichah of the lechem apanim, the musafim of Shabbos, and then there are some things that aren't mentioned in the Mishnah at all or in the Gemara that are subject to machloksim in the achronim. For example, the shalmei simcha, there's a machlokas achronim. The Rashash assumes that when they bring the Shalmei Simcha, all the Mishmaros are Shavin. But the Aruch Liner assumes that since someone who's Pater from Re'iyah is also Pater from being all the Regal for Shalmei Simcha, so it's not considered something that's Ba B'Shvil HaRegel, and therefore it's not divided evenly amongst all the Mishmaros. Another thing that they argue about is a Karban Omer, is a Machlokas in the Achronim. The Mishnah Lamelech and the Tzlach assume that all the Mishmaros divided evenly because it's considered a carbon of the Yantiv. The Aruch Liner says, no, carbon is not brought on the Yantiv. It's brought on the first day of Chol HaMoed. It's brought on the second day of Pesach. So it's not going to be a day that we could call Kol Yisrael B'Shar Echad, that all of Kol Yisrael enters into one Shar. So that only goes to the Mishmar Kavua that does not get divided evenly. So there are certain things that are clearly in the category of things that are carbonos of the Yantiv that are divided evenly amongst all the Mishmaros. Then there are things that are clearly in the category of being regular karbanos, not yantiv related karbanos, and that goes to the mishmar kavua. And then there are things that are machlokas in the achronim, exactly what it is, whether it's considered a carbon of the yantiv or whether it's not considered a carbon of the yantiv. So says Gemara, emuri haragalim shel gavoan inu. How can we say that the emuri haragalim get divided amongst all of the mishmaros? Emurim of the karbanos of the regal. Go! They get burnt on the mizbeach. They don't go to anybody. Some Rav Chista Masha Amur Beregalim. Emurei Regalim doesn't mean the fats of the karbanos. Doesn't mean the parts of the karbanos ola that we bring on regal. It means that which is said about regalim. Emurei over here is milashon amira. That which is said about regalim, meaning those karbanos that are yontif related. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Minayin shekalim mishmaros shavus beemurei regalim. How do I know that all the mishmaros evenly divide the yontif related karbanos? Tam lomer uvav chalavas nafshav v'shareis yach laf b'shari mos hashana kein. So you might think that it's true about the rest of the year also, that all the mishmaros divided evenly. Tam lomer me'achad sharecha lo amarti el b'shash shekol yisrael nuchasim b'sharechad. When do we say all the mishmaros divide evenly? That's when me'achad sharecha, when all of Klal Yisrael enters sharechad, meaning when everyone is going to be ola l'regel. But short of that, when it's not a time of a regel, then we do not divide evenly amongst all the mishmaros. Ubechiluk lechem apanim, and we had mentioned that the dividing of the lechem apanim also happens evenly amongst all the mishmaros on Yom Tov. So it says in Maratan Rabban, we have a brisa. Minayin shekol mishmaros shavos bechiluk lechem apanim. How do we know that we divide the lechem apanim evenly amongst all 24 mishmaros kuhuna? Tamulamer chelik kechelik yochelu kechelik avoda kachelik achila. That the same way it's divided up for avoda, so too it's the chelik of achila. So my achila, what does it mean achila? Ilem a karbanos, if it's talking about karbanos in general, mehasam nafka. We have a different pasuk that we learn the division of the karbanos. The koyin makravos lo siya ela lechem apanim. Rather, it must be referring to the lechem apanim. Yachal af bechovos habaos shalom machmas haregel beregel. You might think, okay, if these things are divided evenly amongst all the mishmaros kuna, so maybe even those karbanos that happen to be brought on yantif, even though they're not yantif related karbanos, should also be divided evenly amongst all the mishmaros okuna. How do I know that the things that are not yantif related karbanos go specifically to the mishmar that's kavua, whose turn it is that week? Tam lomar levad mimkrav ala avos ma machrav ozalaza ani b'shabati v'ata b'shabatcha. It refers to a mechira that the avos made, to some sort of sale, some sort of deal that was made between the earlier generations. What was the deal? That they took turns in the Beis HaMikdash, that one mishmar took this week, another mishmar took the next week. So the karbanos that are not yontif related follow the normal patterns of which of the families of Kohanim whose turn it was that week. They get those karbanos. But Tzeres Amrlo Helchametz Helchmatza. So it said in the Mishnah that on Shavuos, when we divide up the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim, we say Helchmatza, here's your Lechem Apanim, Helchametz, here's your Shtei Alechem. Itmar Rav Amar Sukkah Ve'achar Kach Zman. Now the Gemara just quotes a Machlokas Amoraim that has nothing to do with Helach HaMetz, Helach Matzah, but we're going to use it as a Raya in this Machlokas Amoraim. So that's why we're quoting this Machlokas over here. You go into the Sukkah and you have to say two brachas. You have to say a bracha of Shechianu, you have to say a bracha of Leishev Basukkah. Which bracha comes first? So Rav Amar Sukkah Ve'achar Kach Zman. First you make the bracha Leishev Basukkah, then the bracha of Shechianu. Rabbi Bar Bachana Amar, no, Zman Ve'achar Kach Sukkah. First the bracha of Shechianu, then the bracha of Leishev Basukkah. So Rav Amar Sukkah Ve'achar Kach Zman. Why does Rav say that the bracha of Leishev Basukkah comes first? Chiyuva Diyoma Adif. Because the bracha of Leishev Basukkah is a very specific bracha for that day, whereas Shechianu comes all the time for different events. Rabbi Bar Bachana Amar Zman Ve'achar Kach Sukkah. Rabbi Rabbechana says, no, Shechianu has to come first, because we make Shechianu much more frequently, and whenever you have two mitzvahs to do, or two brachas to say, you always say the bracha that comes more frequently first, or do the mitzvah that comes more frequently first. That's the concept of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So, Lema Rav V'Rabba Barbechana B'Plukta D'Veshamay V'Yisrael Kamifli, maybe this Machlokas Amoraim matches exactly a Machlokas Tanayim that appears in a few places in Shas, in Maseches Brachos, we saw in the Maseches Psachim already, and now here again a Masechta Sukkah. The Tanur Rabbanon, Dvarim Shabein Beishamay Beisilul BeSuuda. The Brisa says one of the machlokas in between Beisham and Beisilul about Suuda. The Mishnah actually tells us this machlokas as well. It's just that the Brisa elaborates on the reasons for each shita as well, and that's what we're going to be focused on over here. The reasons for each shita that amongst the machlokas in between Beisham and Beisilul. In Hilchot Su'uda is that Beishamay Omrim Mivarech Aliyom V'acharkach Mivarech Aliyayin. Beishamay says that when we say Kiddush, we say the bracha on the day, on the Kedushas Hayom, and then the bracha Bar Priyagafen, which is obviously not what we do. We start on Friday night with a few psukim, then we say the bracha Aliyayin, and then the bracha Aliyom. But Beishamay says it should be reversed. The bracha Aliyom first, of Kedushas Hayom first, and then the Bar Priyagafen. U'Beisil Omrim Mivarech Aliyayin V'acharkach Mivarech Aliyom. Beisil says do what we do on Shabbos and Yantif. You first say the bracha of Bar Priyagafen and then follow with the bracha Alayom. So what's the svara for each shita? So each has two svaras. Beishamay Omrim Mivarech Aliyom V'acharkach Mivarech Aliyayin. Beishamay says you make the bracha on the Yom first, on the Kedush Sayom first. Why? Shayom Gorem Liyayin Sheyavo. It's the day that causes the wine to come. And you would have no special occasion to bring out the wine if not for the fact that it's a special day. So it's the day that causes the wine to be there in the first place. You wouldn't be saying Bar Priyagafen if it weren't for the fact that it was a special day. So the bracha on the day comes first. And not only that, chronologically, Ukvar Kidesh Hayom Vaday Nyayin Loba, Kedusha Sayom sets in before you brought the wine to the table. You bring the wine to the table a little while, a few minutes at least, after Kedusha Sayom has already set in. So chronologically, Kedusha Sayom comes first, it should come first because it's set in first. Obeisilam Beisil says no. Mivarech Aleyayin Vaacharkach Mivarech Aleyom. That you make the bracha of Bar Priyagafen first and then the bracha on the Kedusha Sayom. Why? Shayayin Gorim LeKedusha Sheteyamer. You only say Kiddush because there's wine there. Before the wine comes out, you wouldn't have a havamin of saying Kiddush. You only said it's the bringing of the wine to the table that makes you say Kiddush. So the wine should come first. The wine is the gorim. Davaracher birchas hayayin tadira ubirchas hayom ena tadira. Tadiv sheinu tadiv tadikodem. And Beisil says, and a second explanation, and the Gemara in Pesachim explains that Beisil feels like he needs a second explanation because Beishamai has two explanations. So Beisil feels like he needs a second explanation as well, that there's a concept of tadiv sheinu tadiv tadikodem. What's more tadir, the bracha of Bar Priyagafen or the bracha of Kiddush? Clearly the bracha of Bar Priyagafen, we use it by every Kiddush, Havdalah, Bris, Chasana. So there's always a requirement of Bar Priyagafen, much more frequently than a requirement of Kiddush. So Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So the Gemara says, so you see it's exactly the same machlokas. Lema Rav da Amar Kabe Shammai, Rav who says that the Chovas Hayom is what carries the day and we ignore Tadir, assumes like the Beis Shammai, that we're focused on the Kedushas Hayom and we ignore the Tadirus of the Bar Priyagafen. Rav Bar Bachana, Damar Kabe Silol, and Rav Bar Bachana assumes, like the Shita of Vesil, Rabbi Barbachana was focused on Tadir, and that's why he thought the Shechianu should come first. So over here also, he would hold like Vesil that the Bar Pri Agafen should come first. It's interesting that in the Svaras that Beishamai and Vesil give, it could be somewhat confusing, that one of Beishamai's Svaras was that the Yom is Gorem Liyayin Sheyavo, and one of Vesil's Svaras is that the Yayin is Gorem the Kiddush HaTeyamar. So which is it? What's Gorem what? It sounds like they're arguing on what causes what. But if you look carefully, they're not arguing what causes what. They're just focused on different elements. Meaning, what Beishamai is focused on is when deciding to make the bracha on the yom or the bracha on the yayin, Beishamai is focused on the kedusha of the yom versus the yayin. He's not focused on the bracha on the yom. The bracha is a reflection of kedusha sayom. So Beishamai's reasons emphasize the kedusha sayom. The kedusha sayom set in before kiddush, before the yayin was brought to the table. The kedusha sayom is what causes you to want to bring yayin. Beisil is not focused on the kedusha sayom. Beisil says, no, we're not talking about kedusha sayom. We're talking about a bracha. We're talking about the bracha that we say by kiddush. So is that bracha more tadir? No, that bracha is less tadir than yayin. Is that bracha what causes kiddush to, what causes yayin to be said? No, it's not that bracha that causes yayin. It's yayin that causes that bracha. Without yayin, you wouldn't say that bracha. You'd be yotzing. There is a mitzvah of kiddush without yayin. Basil acknowledges his mitzvah of kiddush without yayin. What's the mitzvah of kiddush without yayin? To say something nice about Shabbos or Yantif. Where yotzei that mitzvah in tefillah. Without yayin, all you would do is daven. You would never say this bracha. This bracha wouldn't be said without. So Basil is focused on the bracha. Beishamai is focused on the actual kiddusha sayon. That seems to be the simple explanation of the machlok between Beishamai and Basil. Shagasari points out in the tshuva that luchora, I think the Tzlach points out in his commentary in Maseches Brachos as well, that luchora, one could have argued that there's a factor that we're not taking into account over here, and that is that the bracha on yayin is a din d'rabbanan. The kiddush, a bracha of kiddush, is a din d'oraisa. Kiddush is d'oraisa. Now, if yayin is d'rabbanan, kiddush is d'oraisa, shouldn't that be another consideration to say that kiddush should come before yayin, especially since the Mishnah in Maseches Vachim, not only does it tell us that it also tells us mekudash ve'ena mekudash, mekudash kodem, that when you have that which is more holy, that which is less holy, that which is more holy has to come first. So pashtus is, the Tzlach points out, that a mitzvah d'oraisa is more mekudash than a mitzvah midrabanan. That's the pashtus, says the Tzlach. A mitzvah d'oraisa is more mekudash than a mitzvah midrabanan. So l'chora, one should have said that Beishamai has three reasons on his side. He should have mekudash ve'ena mekudash to say the bracha of Kedush Sayom before the bracha of Bar Priyagav. And that should be a third reason to support Beishamai. So says the Tzlach, Elamai, we must be assuming over here that the person already davened Maariv. So if the person already davened Maariv, then already said Shemona Esrei, then the mitzvah of the bracha of Kedush Sayom is only Drabbanan. And Mela, there's no third reason for Beishamai. So says the Tzlach, therefore, Yatzalanu Davar Chadash. He says, I have a very big Kiddush. What if you have a woman who's saying Kiddush for herself, and she didn't daven Maariv, she should follow Beishamai. He says, the only reason we follow Beis Hillel is because Beis Hillel and Beishamai each have two reasons, so we follow Beis Hillel. But even Beis Hillel would be moda that if you also have Mekudash v'sheinu Mekudash, you have one bracha that's d'oraisa, one that's d'rabbanan, that would tip the scales in favor of saying Kedush Siyom first. So if a woman says Kiddush by herself and she didn't daven Maariv, she should follow the Seder Advarim of Beishamai. Gevaldik HaKiddush that the Tzlach has. Shagzai disagrees. He doesn't think that a din d'oraisa is more Mekudash than Adin Rabbanan. He has a fascinating svara for it. He thinks that Adin Rabbanan klape Adin D'Oraisa is like a reshus, and you're allowed to do a dvar harashus before you do a mitzvah. The whole din of Tadav Sheinu Tadav Mekudash Sheinu Mekudash is when you're dealing with two mitzvos. So he doesn't think it even enters the equation. But that's the machlok Shagas Aryeh and the Tzlach. But anyway, in terms of our Gemara, we're trying to suggest that our machlokas Amoraim aligns perfectly with the machlokas Tanaim, with the machlokas between Beishamai. So says Gemara, no, it doesn't align at all with that machloka. So Amar Lecha Rav, Rav will tell you, Anad Amri Afilu Beis Hillel. I would even agree to Beis Hillel normally that you should that the Tadir should win. Adkan lo kam Beis Hillel hasam el shayayin gorm le kedusha shetiyomer. But you have to keep in mind, Beis Hillel had a second reason over there also that the Tadir should win, namely that the wine causes kiddush to be said. Avalachi loves man milo amrin and sukkah. But over here, if not for uh, for Zman, would we not have the bracha on Sukkah? Meaning you don't have that same second svara over here that you do in the case of Kiddush. V'Rabba Bar Bechana Amar Lach, and Rabba Bar Bechana will say to you, Ana Damri Afilu Beis Shammai, I could even work out according to Beis Shammai. Ad Kal No Amri Beis Shammai Hasam El Shai Yom Gorim Liayin Sheyavam. When does Beis Shammai, why does Beis Shammai over there say that the bracha on Kiddush Hayom comes first because the day causes wine to be brought? Avalach Ilav Sukkah Milo Amrin Zman. But over here, if not for Sukkah, would we not say Shachiyano? Of course you'd say Shachiyano without Sukkah. Meaning there's no Gorim over here, so we don't have those second reasons. All we have is the bare bones reason of the Chovas Hayom versus Tadir. So once you knock out those second reasons, that's when you have the Machlokas Amorim, but we don't necessarily know that we'd have the Machlokas Tanoim when we knock out those second reasons. Tanan, it's said in the Mishnah, Batzeres, in our Mishnah, Batzeres Omerlo, Helech Matzah, Helech Chametz. When they're dividing up the Lechem Apan and the Shtei Lechem, they say, here's your Matzah, here's your Chametz. Vahachad Chametz Iker, Matzah Tafel. Now Chametz is certainly the Iker, meaning the Shtei Lechem is the Chovas Hayom, that's the mitzvah of the day, that's the carbon of Shavuos. The Shtei Lechem are brought together with the Kivsei Atzeres, that's the special carbon of Shavuos. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, our minig to have milchig on Shavuos is a zecher to the Shtei Lechem, because when a person has a fleishig meal and a milchig meal, you're not allowed to have the same loaves of bread on the table, so you can't use the same bread for a milchig meal and a fleishig meal, so we're forced to have two sets of bread. By having both a fleishig meal and a milchig meal, that's why we have milchigs on Shavuos as a zecher to two sets of bread to the Shtei Alechem. So that's the ikur chovas hayom v'katani helich matzah v'helich chametz. And yet, what does it say first? First, we're dealing with the matzah, with the lechem apanim before the chametz. Tiyufta derav. That's a tiyufta on Rav because apparently the tadir wins out. The lechem apanim is more tadir. It's not the chovas hayom, but the tadir wins against what Rav says. So I'm lecha Rav tanayi. Rav says not to machlokas tanayim whether we in fact give the lechem apanim out before the shtei alechem. Titanya helech matzah helech chametz. Abishalomer helech chametz helech matzah. So machlokas tanayim. Which one comes first? Darsh Rav Nachman Rav Chista lo k'tivrei Rav da'amar sukkah v'achar kach zman ela zman v'achar kach sukkah. We don't hold like Rav that it's sukkah and then zman. Rather we say shachianu and then Leishev. Rav Sheshes Prid Ravidi Omar Sukkah v'achar kach zman, Leishev and then Shechianu. V'hilchasa, and the halacha is Sukkah v'achar kach zman, Leishev v'sukkah, followed by Shechianu. That's the hilchasa, that's the halacha. It also says, what about the Stam Mishnah of Hilch Matzah, Hilch Chametz, which seems to say against this, right? Our Stam Mishnah said, we said it, that the Mishnah would align with this machlokas of whether the Chovas Hayom is better than the Tadir. It's just that it's a machlokas tanaim. But our Stam Mishnah says that matzah comes first, which makes it sound like the tadir should win. So why are we paskening to say leishev b'sukkah before the shachianu, which is the tadir? So he says, we're not choshesh for the Stam Mishnah, we don't care, or chashav nami lechem apanim chovas hayom. The lechem apanim is also considered chovas hayom. Why would it also be considered chovas hayom? So the achronim are bothered by this. It's last week's thing, and it's brought every single week. But it could be that since the lechem apanim cannot be eaten until you makdir the shnei vazichei levona, the two spoons of Levona that they have on the Shulchan, so it could be that's what makes it a Chovas Hayom. So the Rambam in Perek Vav Sukkah, Lachid Beis, Rambam writes, Ubilele Yom Tov HaRishon Mivarech Al HaSukkah V'Achar Kach Mivarech Al HaZman. On the first nights of Yontif, we make a bracha on Sukkah and then on Zman. Makes it sound like both the first night and the second night in Chutz Laretz, we make the bracha on Sukkah, then Zman. However, in that Gos Maimonios, he quotes that the Neira Benu Yaakov Benu Shimshon and Yinoig Bo came Belaila HaRishon. That's what he would do on the first night. Aval Belal Sheni, he would say Zman and then Sukkah. He would say the Shechiyonu first. Why? Because Laila HaRishon, the bracha of Shechiyonu is for the Sukkah and for the Kiddush. So we say Hilkoch Omro Achar Shneim Liftor Shneim. So we say Tepater both. But Belal Sheni, it's only for the Kiddush, because the Zman of Sukkah you already covered on the first night of Yontif, so you say Zman Miyad Achar Kiddush before the Bracha of Sukkah. Since it's connected to the Kiddush, the Shechianu is only connected to the Kiddush on the second night, we need the Shechianu right after Kiddush before you say the Leish. Yoshev B'Sukkah. That's the Svara. So Salvation just points out, it's very difficult to understand, why is it that the Shechiyanu is no longer on the Sukkah? Meaning, Manavshuch, if you, how do you understand Yom Tov Sheni? If Yom Tov Sheni is that we view it like the first night of Sukkahs, so why is the Shechiyanu only in the Kiddush and not on the Sukkah? If the last night's Shechiyanu didn't count for the Kiddush, for tonight's Kiddush, then last night's Shechiyanu shouldn't count for tonight's Sukkah. And if last night's Shechiyanu did count for tonight's Sukkah, why should last night's Shechiyanu count, then it should also count for tonight's Kiddush? So Manavshuch doesn't make, why would the Shechiyanu change from one night to the other? So the Rosh has this idea that the Shechiyanu of the Sukkah, you could be Yotzei even before Sukkahs. When you build the Sukkah, you could say the Shechiyanu be Yotzei. So the first night's Shechiyanu on the Sukkah can count for the second night because it's lo gara than making a Shechiyanu before Sukkahs. So that's why it counts on the Sukkah. But it doesn't sound that that's what that Gos Maimonides is saying. So Salvechik has this unbelievable Chiddush where he suggests that the whole Takana of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios is only a din in Mikra Kodesh. It's only a din in Yom Tov, in Malacha, in Kedusha Sayom. It's a din in Kedusha. It's not a din in the Mitzvah Sayom. Sukkah, Lulav, Sfiras HaOmer. There is no din of Yom Tov Sheni when it comes to all of these things. And he has several rayas. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Lamed Tes Sif Hei says, Avalayla harishon tzorech lechol kazayis b'sukkah afilum gesham yardin. We know on the first night of Sukkot we eat the kazayis in the Sukkah even if it's raining. What about the second night of Sukkot? Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. We should say second night is the same as the first night. But it's not. Because for Sukkah, there is no Yom Tov Sheni. For Sukkah, there's only Yom Tov Rishon. It's for the Kedusha Sayom, for the Mikra Kodesh, that we make a second day. But there is no second day when there was no takan of a second day when it comes to the mitzvah sayom. He says the Shulchan Aruch Rav pretty much says this explicitly. Shulchan Aruch Rav explains why it is that the psulim of lulav of Yom Tov Rishon don't apply in Yom Tov Sheni. He says ein onu mitzuvim el shlo lezalzel beikar kedusha sayom lefichach onu mekachem al kosum varchem zman biyom Tov Sheni kama biyom Tov Rishon alvul dvarim sheinu meikar kedusha sayom el shei mitzvos hanogos baos sayom belvad, things that are not related to kedusha sayom, they're just related to the mitzvah sayom, then there is no chiyuv of Yom Tov Sheni. Now the big kasha on this whole thing, on this whole chiddush, is what do you do with the fact that we sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres? Yisuv Yisvin Bruchelim Brachinu. What are we sitting in Sukkah for in Shmini Atzeres if there's no takana of Yom Tov Sheni for any of the mitzvos hayom? That's clearly a takana for sitting in Sukkah, and it's a beferish gemara that we had earlier on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So Salvechik suggests that must be a special takana miyuchedus, and that's why Bruchelim Brachinu, because it was a separate takana, it wasn't part of the general takana of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. Okay, got to take a look in the Harei Kedem Sim Kuf Yud Zayin. We got to get moving here. So it says Gemara Mishmar Shezmanu Kavua. So he said the Mishmar whose turn it is that week gets all of the normal karbanos, not the Yom Tov related karbanos. So Lasuyamai, what do they mean? What does the Mishmar mean when it says Shar Karbanos Sibur? Lasuya Parhelim Davar Shel Sibur comes to include even the Parhelim Davar Shel Sibur with Siri Avodas Kachavim. And the Siri Avodas Kachavim, those are not Yom Tov related karbanos. Vuhum Makrav is a call, and they get to be Makrav everything. Lasuyamai, Lasuya Kaitza Mizbeach. Even when the Mizbeach has nothing going on, so they bring extra karbanos, so that also the Mishmar whose turn it is that week gets to bring those karbanos. New Mishnah. Yom Tov Asamach LaShabbos Bein Milfneh Bein LaAchreha. When Yom Tov is near Shabbos, whether before or after, Hayukol Mishmar Shabbos Bechiluk Lechem Apanim. All the Mishmaros divide up the Lechem Apanim evenly. We're not talking about a Yom Tov in Shabbos in middle of Yom Tov. That we already said in the last Mishnah. We're talking about now, as the Gemara is going to explain, in the first line of the Gemara it's going to explain, we're talking about when Shabbos comes the day before Yom Tov, or Shabbos comes the day after Yantiv. That since all the Mishmaros have to be there anyway, because there was no travel day for them to get there after Shabbos before Yantiv, or leave after Yantiv before Shabbos, so they still all get to divide the Lechem Apanim evenly. Chalios Yom Echel HaHafzik Benatayim, but if there's a day of a break between the Shabbos and the Yantiv, Mishmar Shezmanu Kavua HaYonotel Eser Chalos, the Mishmaros whose turn it is get the 10 Chalos, meaning that normally the Lechem Apanim is divided amongst two Mishmaros, last week's Mishmar and the coming week's Mishmar. So those two Mishmaros divide up 10 Chalos instead of dividing up all 12. Vemisakev Notel Shtayim. And the other 22 Mishmaros that are still hanging around because they didn't have a travel day get to divide the other two loaves of Lechem Apanim. That's how Rashi understands. It's Machlok Rishon, but that's how Rashi translates that line. And all the other days of the year, and when on a regular Shabbos, the incoming Mishmar gets six loaves, and the outgoing Mishmar gets six loaves. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not the way it works typically during the year. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hanichnas Notel Sheva, Vayotzi Notel Chamesh. He says, typically the way it works during the year is the incoming Mishmar gets seven loaves of bread, the outgoing Mishmar gets five loaves of bread. Hanichnasin Cholkim Etzafin Vayotzin Bedarim. Another difference between the Nichnasin and the Yotzin is that the incoming Mishmar divides up the bread in the north side of the Azara, the Yotzin in the south side. Bilga Liolim Cholekas Bedarim. Except for Bilga. Bilga was a family of Kahuna that was punished in three ways. One of the ways that they were punished is that they always have to divide Bedarim, whether they, even when they are Nichnas. Vitabata Kavua, plus the ring of the where they would that they would have in the Azara to hold down the necks of the animal while they would do the karbanos, while they would shech the karbanos. Their ring was stuck into the ground, so they couldn't use it. V'chalona stuma, and their little cubby where they would keep the various kalim, where each family would keep the various kalim, theirs was closed, so they couldn't use their little cubby either. So they were punished in these three ways. The Gemara will explain why. What does the Mishnah mean when it says when Shabbos and Yom Tov are close to each other before and after it? If it means that Lefaneha means Yom Tov Rishon, which means that it's Yom Tov and then Shabbos, and the first day of Yom Tov followed by Shabbos, and Lachra means Yom Tov Achron, that it's Shabbos followed by Yom Tov, by the last day of Yom Tov, Hainu Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag. Well, that's just another way of saying Shabbos during Yom Tov. Elo Lefaneha Yom Tov Achron, Lachra Yom Tov Rishon. So rather what we must mean is that when Shabbos falls out the day before the first day of Yom Tov, or the day after the last day of Yom Tov. So my time, given that, why is it that all the Mishmaros would divide evenly then? It's not Yantif. That Shabbos isn't Yantif. So, given the Hani Mekadmi, Vahani Machri, Tikkun Rabban Milsa, Kiech Dinech Lebade Adadi. Since all the Mishmaros had to be there, they had no choice, there was no travel day, so they made a takana that everyone should be able to enjoy together. Chal Yom Echad, so we said, what if there's one day of a difference between them? So then they still get something. They don't get an even share, but they still get something. Vahani Tarti Mayaviditayu. The Gemara just raises the question, Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that even on a typical Shabbos, the incoming Mishmar would get seven loaves and the outgoing would only get five. So ask the Gemara, why two extra loaves for the incoming Mishmar? Why do they get extras? So Amar Yitzchak b'schar hagafas talasos. They get the extras because of for the schar of closing the doors, that they did the job, an extra job of closing the doors, so they get the extra. I v'neima lei dal bedal, but can't the outgoing Mishmar say, listen, if you take seven and we take five, don't you realize next week it's going to be your turn to leave and you're going to only get five and the next incoming one is going to get seven? Wouldn't you rather have it more evenly distributed where everyone gets six now and then next week you'll get six? Why are you going to take seven now? Is it really such a great takana for you that you get seven now? You're just going to lose next week because next week you're going to be the Mishmar Yotze. So Amar Abaye Butsina Tava Mikra, if there are two types of fruits, two types of melons, one of which is smaller but ready now, and the other one, or you could wait a while and it will get larger, people will always take the smaller one. They'll take the smaller one that's available now because there's always a risk involved in time. Whenever you don't know if it's still going to be there, you don't know if you're still going to be there, you don't know if it's going to get destroyed, so people don't like to take the risk in time. They'll just take whatever they can get right now. So the people in the Mishmar and Nichnas will say, yeah, next week I'm going to get a little bit less. Who knows if I'm going to be alive next week? Who knows what's going to be here next week? Who knows what's going to happen with the lechem? I don't know. A lot of things could happen. So we'll take whatever we can get now. It's always better to get in advance. That's why they would want to have the extras now rather than just divide it evenly this week and again divide it evenly next week. The Ma'arik just points out that in Maseches Ksubos and Daf Pei Gimel, it seems to be there's a machlokas for Amoraim whether we hold of this svara. When a man says to his wife, Dinu Dvar Mainly Bin Chsayich, where he's only being misalik himself, the Gemara says that if she sells it, that the mechira should be chal, that he doesn't veto the mechira, but he's not misalik himself from the peros. And Abaye says the reason for that is butsinatav mikra, that whatever immediate benefits he gets, that he still wants. He's not being misalik himself from immediate benefits. He's being misalik himself from much later benefits. And on that Gemara, Ravashi disagrees. Ravashi says no, there's a different reason over there. It's not because of butsinatav mikra. So it seems that it's a machlokas amarayim whether we hold of this svara or not. In our Gemara, that's no cholik. We just say Abaye says it, and it seems that the Gemara accepts it. Amar Rav Yehuda b'musafin cholkin. Now Rav Yehuda Yehuda says, not only do they divide the lechem apanim, they also divide the musaf of Shabbos between all the mishmaros. So meisvei mishmara hayotzei is also tamid shel shachar umusafin. But wait a second, didn't we learn that the mishmara yotzei is the one that does the tamid shel shachar and the musafin? Mishmara nechnesas also tamid shel ben arba'im uvazichin, and the mishmara nechnes does the tamid shel ben arba'im and the vazichin. Vila musafin cholkin lo katani. It doesn't say anything about musafin cholkin. So haytana bechaluka lo kamayri. No, because that it doesn't say musafin cholkin because it wasn't talking about chaluka. Amar Rav of Tana de Beishmuel, the Mayri bechaluka, but the Tana de Beishmuel was talking about chaluka. Ube musafin cholkin lo katani, and it didn't say anything about musafin cholkin. The Tana de Beishmuel mishmara yotzes also tamid shel shachar musafin mishmara nechnesas also tamid shel ben arba'im uvazichin. Arba kohanim ayu nechnasin sham shnayim mishmar zu v'shnayim mishmar zu v'cholkin lechem apanim. Four kohanim would come, two from one mishmar, two from the other mishmar, and they would divide up the lechem apanim. V'ilu musafin cholkin lo katani, but it doesn't say anything about dividing up the musafin. So tiyufta de Rav Yehuda tiyufta. So that's takla tiyufta on Rav Yehuda. It must be that they don't divide up the musafin. Hanechnasin cholkin mitzafin. So we said the incoming mishmar divides in the north. Tan rabbanan nechnasin cholkin mitzafin. Why? Kadesh yirushay nechnasin. That's a clear demonstration that they are the incoming mishmar. And the outgoing mishmar is cholik bedarim, in order to demonstrate that they are the outgoing mishmar. Bilga liolam cholakas bedarim. Bilga always divides in the south. So says Gemara, why? What did Bilga do wrong? So two possibilities. Tana Rabban the Braisa says one possibility is the story as follows: Maisa b'Miriam bas Bilga she'mira dasa. The story of Miriam bas Bilga who went away from the religion. V'holcha v'nisis l'sradio dechun malcha yavanim, and she married a Greek royalty. Kishenichnusu yavanim lehechal. So when the yavanim came into the hechal, ha'isim va'etis pesandal al gabei mizbech. She was kicking with her shoe on the mizbech. And she was saying, "Lukus, Lukus, ad masayata mechala mamonim shayisol v'yata omid aleim b'shas elchak." You wolf! How can you? He's calling the mizbech a wolf. How long are you going to take away the money of the Jewish people and not be there for them when you need it? You're happy to take all these korbanos that are burnt on you all the time, and those animals cost money. So to take away the money of the Jewish people, that you have no problem. But now Klal Yisrael needs you, and where are you now? You're not defending them. You're not helping them. When the Chacham heard this action of this one girl from this family, they punished that family of Kohanim forever. The Yeshomrim, some say, Mishmarta Shoalavo. They were just late. They were tardy in coming to do the Avoda, and that's why they were punished. V'nichnas Yeshev Vachavimo V'shimesh Tachtav, and Yeshevav came with them, and they were Mishamish instead of them. Afalpi Sheshchene Rishom Lo Nistakru, Sheshchene Bilga Nistakru. Even though typically those who are neighbors with Rishayim do not benefit from being neighbors with Rishayim, those who are neighbors with Bilga did benefit. So Bilga Yom Cholekas B'Dorim V'Yeshev Vachav B'Tzafon, because Bilga typically is always, now that they're punished, always divides up the lechem upon him in the south, and Yeshevav is always now going to be in the north. Normally Yeshevav would have had a week where they were in the south also, because it would depend on who's Nichnas, who's Yotzei. But because Bilga was punished, Yeshevav benefits that they always get in the north. So Bishlam Madyam Rishmato Shoalavo and the Kansim Lilkula Mishmar. So there are two reasons that we gave why Bilga was punished, either because of the actions of one girl or because they were always late. So if they were always late, I understand why we punished the whole Mishmar. The whole Mishmar was always late. Elamandiyam or Miriam Bas Bilga Shemiru Dasa Mishum Barte Kansimile Lididei. But if you say that it was because of this one girl, so because of that one girl, so we're going to punish the father, we're going to punish the Mishmar. So Amar Abayi in Kedamriin Shishusa Diyunuka Bishuka Odavu Odime. Yeah, it was when a child says something in the Shuk, you know that they heard that somewhere. They must have heard it from the parents. Nowadays we don't have such a chazaka with television and social media, but it used to be such a chazaka that if a child says something that you know that they, you know where they got it from, you know that they got it from the father or the mother. So says Gemara, Mishum Avua V'Ime Kansin L'Kula Mishmara. So okay, so this child came from a bad family, but a Mishmar is more than one little family. A Mishmar is a whole group of families. So we're going to punish the entire Mishmar for this one little child. Amar Abaye, Oy L'Rasha, Oy L'Shcheno, Tov L'Tzadik, Tov L'Shcheno. Woe unto the Rasha, woe into the shachin, and it's good for the tzad, good for the shachin shemru mitzad ki tov ki prima aleim yochelu. So what does tov l'tzad, so that's why we punish the entire mishmar. What does tov l'tzad, tov l'shchein have anything to do with it over here? So the Marsha says nothing. We just don't want to end up with ayla rasha ayla shchein. We want to end on a positive note. Rashi sounds not that way. Rashi says we learn tov l'tzad, tov l'shchein from ayla rasha ayla shchein, meaning if midah tov is meruba midah pranas, and we're going to say ayla shchein shal rasha, that even the shachin of rasha suffers, then kal v'chomer the shachin of a tzaddik is going to benefit from it. It seems that Rashi was not goreis the pasuk that we have over here, because the Gemara says it's not based on the kal v'chomer. We learn tov l'tzaddik tov l'shchein from a pasuk. The drasha in the pasuk, the way the Netziv understands it, is its pasuk starts out with tzaddik, but then it ends with lashon rabim yochelu in the plural. So you see that when it starts with one tzaddik, multiple people are going to benefit from that one tzaddik. Also, we end the Masechta with a dafyomi coincidence. Rashi says, "Ayla Rasha, ayla Shchena." We learn from the halachas of nige batim, of tzaras on a house, where if there's an adjacent wall between two houses and one guy did an avera for which he got tzaras, he's got to take down the wall, so the other house also suffers because of it. So "Ayla Rasha, ayla Shchena." We learn from nige batim. We're right in between Parshios Tazria and Mitzora, so that counts as dafyomi coincidence. So with that, Hadron Alach Chol, sleep la Masechta. We'll see you in the Masechta Beitzah tomorrow.